The Republican convention that starts today in New York City is designed to put President Bush in the best light. His party hopes the convention, and particularly his acceptance speech on Thursday night, will improve his public standing. So we asked NPR news analyst Cokie Roberts to join us to listen to the convention speeches of other incumbents who faced serious challenges to see if there are any lessons to be learned. Morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
So I guess if you talk about endangered presidents, you have to mention Harry Truman, the endangered president that every endangered president invokes as he says he's going to get out of being endangered.
Well, Truman was truly endangered. He was at a 29% approval rating for most of 1948. And people went into that convention with signs saying, "I'm mild about Harry." So he was in real trouble. His speech was not till the middle of the night, but he walked in there and managed to get them fired up.
"Senator Barkley and I'll win this election and make these Republicans like it. Don't you forget that."
He went through the Democratic record, of course, dating to 1932 and FDR, and he attacked that Republican Congress over and over again, and then he used the power of the presidency to make a surprise announcement.
"My duty as president requires that I use every means within my power to get the laws the people need on matters of such importance and urgency. I am therefore calling this Congress back into session on the 26th of July."
Of course, the special session did absolutely nothing. Truman ran around running against the do-nothing 80th Congress, barely mentioning his opponent, Tom Dewey, and he won in a big upset.
So now there was another president who was an incumbent, who was not elected, and who was trying to get in office for a second term, Gerald Ford in 1976.
And like Truman, he had a split party. Ronald Reagan had run against him in the Republican primaries, and he felt a need to address that split as he addressed his convention.
"I am deeply grateful to those who stood with me in winning the nomination. I respect the convictions of those who want a change in Washington. I want a change, too. Let's change the United States Congress."
So Ford, too, tried to make Congress the enemy, but it was not the right time. It was after Watergate. There was a big Democratic surge in the country. The party was dispirited. He did, on the other hand, try to rev it up.
"Yes, we have all seen the polls and the pundits who say our party is dead. I've heard that before. So did Harry Truman. I'll tell you what I think. The only polls that count are the polls the American people go to on November 2nd.
So as you said, Steve, he tried to invoke Harry Truman, and he almost made it. And it's instructive. His approval rating for most of 1976, he was at about 47%.
So he lost to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter served 4 years in the White House, and in 1980, he faced trouble of his own.
And again, challenged inside his own party by Ted Kennedy. But it was a terrible time. Inflation was at all-time high, and of course, the hostages were being held in Iran. And Jimmy Carter felt a need to address that at his convention.
"My own heart is burdened for the troubled Americans. My thoughts and my prayers for our hostages in Iran are as though they were my own sons and daughters."
So it was somewhat downbeat message, but then he did take on Ronald Reagan, not by name, but talked about the visions of the two men being very different visions of America, Carter's being one of inclusion and peace, Reagan's being one of exclusion. And then he tried to rev people up by worrying them about the choice.
"If we succumb to a dream world, then we'll wake up to a nightmare. But if we start with reality and fight to make our dreams a reality, then Americans will have a good life, a life of meaning and purpose in a nation that's strong and secure."
So Jimmy Carter tried to get his party together and the country together, but of course went down to resounding defeat against Ronald Reagan.
Republicans then spend 12 years in control of the White House. In 1992, then, the current President Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, faced a difficult re-election battle.
And instructively was in trouble in his own party, had been challenged by Pat Buchanan in the Republican primaries. And the Republicans were mad at him over agreeing with the Democrats to raise taxes. He took that head on at the Republican convention.
"Well, it was a mistake to go along with the Democratic tax increase. and I admit it. But here's the question for the American people. Who do you trust in this election? The candidate who's raised taxes one time and regrets it, or the other candidate who raised taxes and fees 128 times and enjoyed it every time?
This speech was a real red meat speech. He took on Bill Clinton over and over and over again in this speech by name, and then tried to warn people about what would happen if the same party owned both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House and the Congress.
We tried this once before, combining the Democratic governor of a small southern state with a very liberal vice president and a Democratic Congress. America does not need Carter II.
Well, that got the convention excited, but as you well know, George Bush lost. Now, interestingly enough, 2 years later, the voters decided they agreed with him and elected a Republican Congress. But I think one of the most instructive lessons here is don't go after your opponent by name, and also be blessed in not having opposition in your own party. And this President Bush is blessed that way.
What are some other lessons that if you were a speechwriter for President Bush, you might take from this historical record?
Trying to go to the record is the way to do it. But it's very difficult when you have a Republican Congress and a Republican president to find an enemy other than your opponent.
Is there any way that the speech is different for an incumbent president than it is for someone like John Kerry, who was effectively introducing himself to the nation at the Democratic convention?
Sure. A person who is introducing himself to the nation always has the theme, it's time for a change, which is one of the great sayings of American politics. The incumbent usually runs on, you've never had it so good. George Bush can't do that, so he has to run on, you've never been so safe.
Thanks. That's NPR's Cokie Roberts. And you can find photos, speeches, and more national political convention history at npr.org.